We prefer short-term gains due to uncertain futures. Do you know anyone who eats lots of candy while trying to lose weight? Or maybe you have a friend who smokes and wants to quit, but finds it hard to stop. What makes bad habits hard to change? It's natural for people to prioritize immediate gains over future benefits. For example, if you asked a group of friends about their personal ambitions, many would likely mention staying healthy or saving money for retirement. Most of us tend to forget what we're aiming for as soon as we reach for a candy bar or splurge on a new gadget. This is especially clear in how drug addicts behave. They hurt themselves badly for the quick pleasure of a drug high. Many people struggle with addiction despite knowing its grip. But in truth, we're all similar. Many of us have weaknesses we succumb to in different parts of our lives. Live in the moment. Essentially, we all have a strong attachment to the present moment, often putting off long-term plans to enjoy immediate gratification. In general, people tend to choose smaller rewards that are certain rather than larger ones that are uncertain. Economist Richard Thaler conducted a study where he asked people to choose between getting one apple in a year or receiving two apples in a year and one day. Surprisingly, participants were willing to wait the extra day to get both apples. When given the choice between receiving one apple today or two apples tomorrow, most people opt for the apple they can have right away, even if it means getting fewer apples in total. When we have the choice between an immediate reward and a bigger reward we have to wait for, we often go for the immediate one. Why? Because waiting for something makes us uncertain if we'll actually get it. Retirement planning feels like losing rather than winning for many. Many people dislike losing something they have much more than they enjoy gaining something new. Primate behavior exhibits the same pattern. Apes were offered a choice between two scenarios. In the first, they could pick from two pieces of apple, but one might be taken away with a 50% chance. In the second scenario, there was only one piece of apple initially, but with a 50% chance that another piece could be added. Apes tend to prefer the latter option. Even though both choices provided the same average amount of apples, the apes were more concerned about not losing a piece than gaining one. So, they chose the second option to avoid losing anything. Humans have a way of dealing with such situations. We are willing to lose things we haven't even gotten yet. Richard Thaler's research on retirement savings. Economist Richard Thaler expanded on this idea and used it to address a common issue. Many people don't save enough for retirement. Thaler realized people avoid saving for retirement because they don't want to lose part of their paycheck now. His solution, called the Save More Tomorrow program, helps people save more over time. The program suggests saving when you get a raise instead of asking for existing bank money. It works because people are more likely to save money they haven't received yet, avoiding immediate loss feelings. Increase self-control capacity through exercise, despite its inherent limits. Most of us believe we have strong willpower, but research suggests otherwise. Studies consistently find that humans generally struggle with self-control. Research shows that people taking a test are more likely to give up quickly on a tough puzzle if they've been offered candy beforehand. Moreover, these same individuals find it much harder to resist the candy once they've completed the test. What does this study demonstrate exactly? When we have to work hard mentally to avoid doing something, our ability to control ourselves gets weaker. To make better decisions, we must save our limited self-control for crucial moments. Maintaining self-discipline can be tough when you're trying to solve a challenging puzzle and resist tempting candy at the same time. Focus on one change at a time to boost self-control. To make the most of your self-control, concentrate on changing one simple behavior at a time. Don't attempt to overhaul everything all at once, like trying to lose weight and quit smoking simultaneously. This way, your self-control won't burn out too quickly. Improving self-control is achievable. Some experts compare it to a muscle that gets stronger with regular practice. Which types of workouts help us reach our long-term goals? Sticks often work better than carrots as incentives. You've probably heard of rewards and punishments to encourage people to do things they might not want to do. A reward, like a carrot, is something given for doing well. A punishment, like a stick, is something given for doing wrong. Generally, changing behavior is straightforward when you reward good actions and penalize bad ones. Using rewards and consequences effectively changes behavior and encourages long-term goals over short-term satisfaction. For instance, dog owners might be more inclined to pick up their dog's poop if they receive a reward, like free dog food. Alternatively, they might do it if they face a hefty fine. Use incentives to improve dog owner behavior. Offering rewards or consequences can encourage dog owners to improve their habits, such as cleaning up after their pets. This approach also contributes to the broader goal of maintaining cleaner sidewalks over time. While both reward and punishment can motivate, using punishment is often more effective and economical. Why is this the case? Let's remember what we've already learned. People tend to fear losing more than they enjoy winning. For example, a $100 fine scares people more than a $100 rebate motivates them. Using a stick can be more effective because it doesn't cost anything. If the government wanted to encourage people to stop smoking by rewarding them for not lighting up, it would pay for every cigarette that isn't smoked. If the penalty for smoking just one cigarette were $1,000, almost everyone would stop immediately. A small stick doesn't deter, but a big one makes them think. Punishing bad behavior helps people stay committed to long-term goals. But for a fine to stop someone from doing something again, it must be a lot of money. Increasing fines enhances punishment effectiveness. Small fines only make bad behavior seem acceptable, as they simply attach a price tag to it instead of discouraging it completely. A study found that imposing a $3 fine on parents for being late to pick up their children from kindergarten didn't work. Surprisingly, instead of reducing lateness, the fine made more parents arrive late. After paying the fine, parents no longer felt guilty about being late, which led to an increase in tardiness. Cash fines work best when they're hefty. For instance, a $300 fine would make sure more parents pick up their children on time, make punishments effective. The goal is to ensure parents are deterred from being late by making the consequences severe. Paying a fine to an organization that protects ocean animals might make you think twice before double parking. Parking fines are usually seen as a punishment for breaking rules. But what if your fine money didn't go to the city, but to a group like the Scientologists who have a lot of money? Would that make you think twice about parking illegally? Fines that make lawbreakers feel less guilty about breaking rules aren't effective. However, if fines were used for things society doesn't approve of, people might try harder to break fewer rules to avoid fines. Small challenges feel like tickles. Facing big ones forces capitulation. Our strong attachment to instant gratification often leads us to prioritize immediate gains and overachieving goals in the future. People trying to improve their habits, like quitting smoking, often face a constant stream of small temptations. These temptations can be hard to resist, leading them into a cycle where they struggle and often fail. It's really hard to stop a bad habit by punishing yourself with many small penalties. For instance, cigarette taxes don't significantly reduce smoking because the added cost per pack isn't enough to effectively discourage smokers. Smoke temptation versus consequences. Simply put, the urge to smoke is stronger than the punishment. Instead of multiple penalties, imposing a single significant punishment can make a smoker think twice and is more likely to stop during a moment of temptation. Researchers propose replacing the small tax on each pack of cigarettes with a smoking permit. For $5,000, This permit would allow the holder to purchase 2,500 cigarettes. Paying a few extra dollars for each pack of cigarettes might not bother a smoker much, but having to buy a permit could really change things. This stricter rule would stop addiction from causing serious, long-term harm. Severe punishment is often seen as the most effective way to change how people behave. Create a commitment contract with a referee to ensure goal achievement. Incentives like rewards and punishments help stop bad behavior, but we also need tools to beat our addiction to instant gratification. You can start by making a promise to yourself called a commitment contract. Commitment contracts provide a formal way to stop unwanted behavior. They essentially prevent you from doing bad things in the future by making it harder to change your mind. How can you make sure you stick to your commitment contract? To ensure a contract is effective, the consequences for breaking it should match the seriousness of the misconduct it addresses. This means severe penalties and public exposure are necessary to ensure compliance. For instance, Antabuse stops people from drinking alcohol by causing an instant hangover when they have a drink. Public exposure enhances commitment contracts. Commitment contracts should include some level of public exposure. But why is this necessary? How others perceive you shape your actions. You often adjust your behavior to avoid criticism and uphold your social status. For example, to illustrate, a professor made a promise to himself to lose weight. He said he would teach his class in a swimsuit if he didn't reach his goal. Though extreme, his idea worked. Securing a fair referee is essential when setting up a commitment contract. Every contract's success hinges on a trusted authority who can enforce agreed-upon penalties for misconduct. Without a referee, it's easy to avoid punishment. Select a referee wisely. A friend might overlook your faults, while an enemy could be biased against you. Trust your referee to be fair and support your goals. Long-term changes need realistic goals and committed contracts for success. If you want to make a big change, like losing a lot of weight, you can't just eat differently for a few weeks and expect the pounds to disappear. To make lasting changes, it's important to set realistic goals. For instance, many overweight individuals aiming to lose weight often set a target of shedding more than 10% of their current body weight. Losing around 10% of your body weight can be tough. Many people on diets lose weight quickly but often regain it soon after. Dieters aiming for ambitious goals often fail within a year. To successfully lose weight and maintain it, it's important to set achievable goals. Instead of aiming for a big change, like losing a lot of weight all at once, start with a more realistic goal. For example, aiming to lose just 5% of your current weight is a manageable first step. Make realistic goals work. Setting realistic goals isn't the only thing that matters. You also need a long-term commitment to achieve them. For instance, to illustrate, a commitment contract for achieving a weight loss goal typically focuses on losing a specific amount of weight initially. Therefore, an additional commitment contract is needed to ensure that someone who diets then maintains the lost weight. Include daily commitments to managing weight, penalties for exceeding a set weight, and an acceptable weight range for natural fluctuations. Only by agreeing to long-term commitments like that can you achieve your goals and stick with them. For instance, as part of his commitment contract, the author agreed to pay a $500 penalty if he exceeded 185 pounds. Key points. 1. Immediate gratification often trumps long-term benefits, influencing behavior like saving and health choices. 2. People struggle with bad habits due to a strong attachment to present pleasures over future gains. 3. Behavioral economics shows how incentives, like rewards and penalties, shape decision-making and behavior. 4. Self-control resembles a muscle, needing focused practice and strategies to resist temptations effectively. 5. Commitment contracts and severe consequences can enforce long-term behavior change effectively. 6. Small immediate penalties often fail to deter behaviors like smoking, contrasting with effective larger penalties. 7. Realistic goal setting and commitment are crucial for achieving and maintaining significant behavioral changes.